you tell me your name? Sorry.
Betty Phelps.
Betty Phelps. And what are you here for today?
What are we here for today? Yeah. We are here for the arguments in front of the Supreme Court concerning First Amendment rights.
And what do you believe it's your right to flesh out the story? The Westboro Baptist Church has picketed lots of military funerals, and do you believe that your First Amendment rights protect?
Yes, we believe that the First Amendment protects that right.
Are there no responsibilities and conditions with the First Amendment right?
There are, and we follow all the laws. There are, practically every state has passed a law concerning funeral picketing, and we follow every law that's been passed.
So are there states that you wouldn't go to because you would be breaking a law there?
Well, I don't think that there's any state like that.
And
because the First Amendment is so prevalent.
Is there anywhere where you would draw the line?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
I'm asking if there's any circumstances in which you wouldn't picket a funeral. A head of state, perhaps?
No, that would not. I mean, that wouldn't keep us from picketing a funeral.
And why do you picket the funerals?
Funerals have become a public event. The military funerals especially are public pep rallies, basically. You've got the Patriot Guard out there making all kinds of noise, carrying on, while we stand there thousands of feet away with our signs to tell this nation that it's going to be destroyed shortly, and these children are coming home in body bags because of the sins of this nation.
And what are these sins?
What are these sins?
If you could...
Okay, you know, the big ones... the acceptance and tolerance of fags.
Oh, fags.
Yes. Homosexuals.
Homosexuals.
Divorce plus remarriage. Adultery is prevalent.
What about having
more
children
than half
out of wedlock? Is that a sin?
Sure it is.
And is there any way...
Fornication.
Because I understand that people within the church have had children out of wedlock, so where do they stand?
Okay, well, and I think that there has been repentance. We're talking all of these sins, everybody's sins, but when you don't repent of your sins, this nation is an unrepentant nation. We are proud to embrace homosexuality. We are proud to embrace adultery. They're proud to embrace fornication. They're proud to murder unborn babies.
Some people would argue that repentance can often manifest itself in private acts, and therefore how can you say whether somebody's repented or not?
Well,
it only
I'm talking us as a nation. You're talking individual cases. I'm talking us as a nation. There's no ramifications. There's no punishment for any of these sins.
And so you're here today to under the pretext of the First Amendment rights of freedom of expression and freedom of speech, and therefore do those rights not extend to everybody to have freedom of expression, and therefore to choose to embrace homosexuality, as you say?
Sure, they can do
What's
that.
What's greater?
They can do that, but it's a sin.
Thank you very much for your time, Ms. Phelps.
I'm with the Wichita Eagle and other papers. Are you one of the Phelps family?
I am.